WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The golden age of television is now so old that shows from TV's infancy are beginning to celebrate their own golden anniversaries. Today, TV critic David Bianculli notes one such occasion, the golden anniversary of TV's first hit variety show.
50 years ago today, NBC radio star Milton Berle agreed to help out his sponsor by serving as the first guest host for a new summertime TV series called Texaco Star Theater. There were other guest hosts that summer, but when the show returned in the fall, Berle had a permanent job. He was an instant smash. So was the opening theme song, a catchy musical commercial performed live by singers dressed in starched white Texaco uniforms.
We're the men of Texaco, we work from Maine to Mexico, there's nothing like this Texaco of ours. Our show tonight is powerful, we'll wow you with an hour full of howls from a shower full of stars. We're the merry Texaco men, tonight we may be showmen, tomorrow we'll be servicing your cars.
I wipe the pipe, I pump the gas, I rub the hub, I scrub the glass.
I touch the clutch, I mop the top, I poke the choke, I sell the pop.
I clear the gear, I block the knock, I jack the back, I set the clock.
So join the ranks of those who know and fill your tank with Texaco.
Sky shoes, fill up the sky shoes, and you will smile at the pile of new miles you will add. Fire shoes, fill up with fire shoes, you'll find that Texaco's the finest friend your car has ever had.
Milton Berle on Texaco Star Theater changed the face of television. For a while, in the late 40s and early 50s, he was the face of television. And the name, too. One of his nicknames was Uncle Milty, but his other, more telling nickname was Mr. Television. Berle packed his show with everything he had developed, learned, or appropriated from vaudeville. Musical acts, guest stars, fast-paced comedy, silly skits, and lots of joking with the audience. Each week, for 1 hour, he mounted a live show that had a lot more life than anything else on the air back in network TV's earliest days. Berle told me 2 years ago what his secret of success was when he started Texaco Star Theater. He said he treated his TV show like a live stage show and played to the studio audience instead of the cameras. He encouraged his guests to follow his lead and improvise, and made sure to cash in on TV as a visual medium by opening each show dressed up in outrageous outfits. People would tune in just to see what Uncle Milty would wear, and then they'd stay for the rest. The day after Milton Berle premiered on TV, Variety gave him a rave review, calling him one of those naturals. The same reviewer, with just as much accuracy as enthusiasm, proclaimed it, and I quote, "a performance that may well be remembered as a milestone in television." By the end of 1948, Berle's show was seen each week by an estimated 80% of all TV owners. He was the primary reason many people purchased their first TV sets. Tuesday nights were his, and both Time and Newsweek put him on the cover in 1949 on the same week. The first few years TV ratings were established, Berle's Texaco Star Theater topped them. And once he got on top, Berle stayed there, partly by showcasing new talent and partly by poking fun at himself and his King of the Heap TV status. Here he is doing both in a 1951 skit featuring a young comic named Danny Thomas.
All right, isn't that? Danny, all kidding aside, what can I do for you, Danny?
Look, Milton, my sponsor insists that I go on every week like you do.
On the radio, on the television.
Yeah, and okay. I just can't do it. I mean, the way you do things, you've been such a big success, you go on every week. As a matter of fact,
yeah.
Your being on every week has helped sell millions of sets.
Thank you very much.
I know, because I sold my set, my brother sold his set.
After Berle paved the way, variety shows on television became all the rage. Within a year, Ed Sullivan's Toast of the Town, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts, and Sid Caesar and Imogene Coca in Admiral Comedy Review all appeared in primetime. The genre may be dead now, except for late-night shows like Saturday Night Live, but it'll return someday. On TV, everything always does. Meanwhile, it's good to remember what Milton Berle did for television and for NBC 50 years ago today. And for NBC not to remember it with a primetime special, especially since Berle is still alive and vital, is a disgrace.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.